Grit Pack today.
What's life been like in those nooks and crannies? A little cold and a little snowy in some areas in the plains. Kansas, Oklahoma getting smacked with some weather, too. And that's the name of that tune. Wintertime, Mother Nature can be pretty nasty. I'll tell you what's really nasty, though, is the weather in Washington. Even though Congress has the week off, John Boehner started the hit parade off, blasting the president on Wednesday for the $1.2 trillion looming spending cuts. He says the sequester is due to begin next week, the conversation anyway, is a product of the president's own failed leadership. That's a quote. Product of the president's own failed leadership. And unless the Prez, Congress, Republicans namely, reach any kind of a compromise budget deal, you're going to see a slash and dash. And the dash, the people who are going to be asked to leave, because, yeah, there's going to be people that lose their job. But the president is the one that is listing the people who will be screwed by the sequester. So at a White House event this week, the president, who was surrounded by first responders who are going to be affected by the cuts, blamed the Republicans for the loss of jobs for those emergency workers and some other people as well. But Boehner said, oh, no, you don't. Don't you point your finger in my face or my friends' faces. It's your fault for getting the country in the mess. In December of 2011, we knew this was going to happen. In fact, what's interesting is during the summer of 2011, Washington was working on that plan to reduce the deficit, right, and allow for the federal debt limit to go up. And the president and Boehner almost had an agreement, but then the deal blew apart at the last minute. The president wanted more money, $400 billion in new taxes. And, you know, taxes is like a curse word. So 50% more than they had agreed on a few days before. So the president kind of pulled the rug out from underneath Boehner, who was already on shaky ground because it was a secret deal. The great deal never happened. Boehner said, despite the disappointing decision by the president, they got together with Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell to come up with a bipartisan plan. So then he goes down the road and he says a little bit more and says, you know, the bottom line is, what are we going to do? What Congress has to do is replace it with other spending cuts that put America on a path to a balanced budget in 10 years. I don't know that we'll ever see a balanced budget. In my lifetime, it's very doubtful we'll see a balanced budget. And that has to be the worst of all of this. It's the same thing every year. It's the same cycle. Push the debt ceiling up, raise the limit. Add more to the deficit. Pretend that we're going to come up with a last-minute deal. So right now, there is no deal. There is nothing. The sequester will fall. People will be furious because they'll lose their jobs like those first responders. Jay Carney responded to the Republican cries, especially from John Boehner, and says what ultimately it'll mean for the voters.
Congressional Republicans are going to listen to the American people. And that's why it's important to engage the American people and not just speak to members of Congress. You have to do both. If they hold that position and the sequester goes into effect, it will go into effect and those Americans will lose their jobs because Republicans made a choice for that to happen. There are people working today who will lose their jobs if the sequester goes into effect. And it's wholly unnecessary that the sequester goes into effect.
All right, so whose fault is it? Is it the Republicans' fault? Is it the president's fault? Is it both of their faults for not doing anything when they could have over a year and a half ago and continuing the same farce that we've been playing around with for far too long, for too many years. I mean, it really, it's ridiculous. I don't understand. I do understand. I understand that there hasn't been a balanced budget, and then when there's not a balanced budget and you constantly push the debt ceiling up, and then you have to figure out a way that, ooh, geez, we can't tax our way out of everything because nobody wants any more taxes. We're going to have to mix in a little spending, but we'll blame the other guys because we don't want the poor people, the middle class we supposedly represent, to get upset with us and call and complain that they are losing their jobs. It's not my fault that the first responders are losing their jobs or people in the military are going to be furloughed. And that's the thing. You're talking about a really big number. Any accountant will tell you when they go in and look at somebody's books, they're not taking equipment out of the place. They're taking manpower. So it's going to be slashing people, and it's a dash for the door. That's what happens. Lots of people will lose their jobs. And then those people aren't going to understand because they're going to say, well, I don't understand. How did this happen? Because while you were sleeping for the past year and a half, this has been hanging in the balance. So all of the conversation about the middle class is just that. It's conversation, unfortunately. And once again, it's the little guy that's going to pay the price because too many people that we elected just could never come to grips with. We can't leverage our future on credit cards. That's all we do. We leverage. And we can't do it anymore. We're stuck, and now we're stuck. So, yes, slicing part of the budget is going to mean that some people are going to lose jobs. And the military is going to be gutted a little bit. And it's mostly going to be manpower. Manpower. All right, coming up the rest of the way here on America Tonight, we're going to talk to a man who came to this country from India, really took advantage of everything that he could when it came to our education, became an American citizen, couldn't be prouder, and doesn't understand why we allow the capitalism to erode, why the conversation is so much about that. And how we continue to attack each other on all sides of this. And ultimately, how do we get jobs back from his home country of India and China? How do we really get those jobs back? I think you're going to enjoy that conversation. Because we keep talking about this pathway to citizenship and what about the people here and where are we going and what's going to happen. So he's going to tell us from his point of view. How proud he was to become a citizen, what it meant to be in America, and how it was all about the dream, and that's what everybody talked about, and he feels fortunate that he is living the dream, living the dream. But coming up on the flip side, what would you do, and be honest about this? I want you to open your eyes if they're closed and you're listening to me. Be honest about this. If you stumbled on $11,000, would you turn it in? Or would you take it? Would you say, what is it, finders, keepers, losers, weepers? I think I'd be afraid it's drug money, frankly, and they were going to come after me. I don't know. How about you? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
of potato chips, that's for sure. I'm going to tell you about the new flavor of potato chips Lay's is offering. I mean, there's already a gazillion different flavors. It's ridiculous when you go down the chip aisle. But I'm going to tell you what the new flavors are. So this couple finds a bag, and in the bag you have camera lenses, and you have an envelope that's got $11,000 in it. What the couple was doing is, it was Valentine's Day. They were going out to dinner, having like a little romantic dinner, and they took a trip to the Golden Gate Bridge. When they pulled into this area, and I've been here before too, it's just one of those overlooks. It's called Vista Point. They found this bag. No one was around, no cars, nothing, whatever. And there was just tourists that were running and jogging and taking pictures or doing whatever. So they saw the bag, and they kind of protected it. It was like one of those weird things. They waited almost an hour, and then they picked up the bag. They didn't know whose bag it was. Nobody returned for the bag. They looked inside. Then they found the camera lens. Then they found an envelope full of cash, a whole bunch of it, $11,000 worth of cash. And the woman said, had the first reaction that I had, that it could be drug money. Isn't that funny? We automatically think, well, who's walking around with 11 grand? Yeah, a somebody who's dealing drugs. So what they decided to do is take the bag to San Francisco's Hall of Justice to turn it into the cops. And when they took it to the police officer who took the little report for them, here's where I found it, whatever, the cop says, good for you guys. I'm proud of you. So over 11,000. And I guess what happened was there was a credit card in there. They found, as the cops dug around, they found a credit card, and they traced the bag to some visiting tourists, and they got the call, you know, got the call from the police that gave them everything and whatnot. So how about that? The family got all the camera lenses back and the money back too. How about that? And then the thing that's interesting about it is when the police told them, okay, this person found your bag, brought it in, and they asked to they wanted to know the names of the people. So what they did was they drove out to the families, since they couldn't find them. They drove out to the family's house to thank them personally, but they weren't home. Oh, that's a crazy story. They're tourists. They get in a cab. They drive to the people's house. No, they were from China. We must go and thank them. And then what they decided to do is they put a check in the mail with the reward. That's nice. So that story is kind of a happy ending. Good karma, being honest. People don't lose their credit card, don't lose their cameras, get their cash back. Yeah, that's that whole thing about being careful and traveling with traveler's checks just in case you leave your bag with 11 grand in it. All right, I said I would tell you about the potato chips. The potato chip story is one that we can relate to. Too many choices. Walking up and down that chip aisle. Chips for me are dangerous because I love chips. I'm not a dessert person really, but if I was gonna down a bigger amount of food, it'd probably be chips. It's just mindless eating. The flavors, you know, it's all about the flavors. So Lay's did a contest. They asked people to enter and say what were their best, what were the best flavors that they thought would work for future chips, because you have your standbys, your sour cream and onion, salt and vinegar, barbecue, just plain chips. And the chip flavors that they came up with were chicken and waffles, cheesy garlic bread, and sriracha, which is a Thai chili sauce. Wow, they are really oddball flavors. They had almost 4 million entries from chip people, and the board of people that, you know, were tasting them and deciding, Eva Longoria, the Iron Chef, got to choose. So now, between now and May 5th, the three new flavors are on sale around the country, and people vote on Lay's Facebook fan page to decide which chip becomes a permanent member of the Lay's lineup. So, wow. But what's really crazy is the chips, I guess, are out there, except for right now they're not in New York. They say they're going to be there soon. Chicken and waffles, I don't know. It sounds awful, but maybe it tastes good. And then garlic bread. I don't know about the whole, maybe the sriracha would be the most popular. Very odd that they chose those. What do you think, Matt? I mean, I know you're doing yoga and you eat better, but I know you've had your share of chips.
The sriracha ones sound pretty decent. Because
I like
use
that sauce
a lot. So that would be one thing that I'd use.
Okay, so it's so funny. That sauce is in I have that all over my refrigerator.
Yeah.
It's my favorite sauce. Low calorie. It's awesome taste. It's hot. So those chips would probably be very spicy.
That would be good. And, I mean, sometimes things that you don't think would be a good combination or a flavor can end up being pretty awesome. Very recently, I just had peanut butter on a burger.
Oh.
And it was fantastic.
You're kidding.
Not lying.
Oh, peanut butter on a burger. That's an odd food combination. That's a night of stumbling back on a college winter evening, being out too late. Where's the mustard? Oh, it's peanut butter. I'll eat it anyway. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I might have to be cautious in trying that, but because I like both. I like,
you got to be adventurous once in a while.
Yeah, I like peanut butter and I like burgers, but it does seem crazy. But maybe it's, you know, hey, maybe it's good. It's like Elvis used to eat those peanut butter and banana sandwiches. And if
those are good. They are good. The fried peanut butter and banana.
Yes.
Outstanding.
They are. And I thought it sounded gross. And I tried and it was excellent. It was good. You can't, I mean, there's something that it's like melts in your mouth. It's a great combo. I wouldn't have thought that it would be, but in tasting it, I guess that's true. So even in oddball combinations, sometimes you just have to, you know, let your mind wander and just taste it and see, see what you think. But I will. I'll try that combo and see what, it might be good because if it melts on the top, if the peanut butter melts on the top, that's probably what it is. All right. This is an odd one to throw here at the end, but, since we've already done the chip thing and, hey, $11,000, would you turn the money in? And then the people ended up getting a little check for a reward. This was a crazy story. This is a quick follow-up here. This longtime New York TV anchorman is pretty popular. His name's Rob Morrison. Of course, was forced to resign from Channel 2 in New York three days after he was arrested in Connecticut for supposedly choking his wife in a drunken rage, then threatening to kill her. When he was in police custody, that was a no-no. So he resigned after it was revealed that he previously had threatened to murder his 7-year-old son in front of his wife and then kill her. So this guy has a hot temper. And you know what? If he was joking, you can't say that kind of stuff. I think he's just a hot-tempered guy. And now he's paying the price big time because he put out something that Channel 2... realize that they accepted my resignation. Are you kidding? They would have pushed him out the door. They would have pushed her out the door. I can't even say on the air the F-bombs and the things that he said that he screamed at her when the police showed up. So this is a tough one. I guess the police had been there before and when they came to the house, she was so distressed, she was shaken, and she refused to write out a statement against him, and she wouldn't let them photograph red marks on her neck, but it's too late. It's all out there, and he's done for now. I mean, toast for now, for sure. So, what a dummy. What a dummy. And if he just had too much to drink, and he had a hot temper anyway, and then he just exploded... Boy, he's going to have a long legal battle in front of him. Oh, a long one. Whew. All right, going to introduce you to a fine American who started his life in India next here on America Tonight.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Going down the dirty inner city side of the road, I plotted. Madness passed me by, she smiled high, I nodded. Looked up at the sky, began to cry, she shot it. Met a girl from Devon early, 6 o'clock this morning, Colfax. Asked about the bag, Suburbia's such a drag, won't go back.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Joining us on the air, he's in the green room right now, Chantana Kamat. And what's interesting about Mr. Kamat is the fact that he loves this country. He's an immigrant from India, and he's been watching, like all of us have been, on Obama's proposed immigration reform and what's happened in America with the politics, certainly, of immigration. He's written a book called America's Internal Enemy, The Dividers. Chantana, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Kate. First of all, I would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity.
And you are so welcome. When you look at, well, first of all, take us back to your making your way to the United States and what that was like for you.
Okay, so for everybody outside the United States, you know, United States is like the dream world, and especially for the people who are coming from Asia, I mean, India and China, for opportunities, because the overall standard of living, the overall opportunities are just not comparable in these countries. So many of us, right from the early adulthood, dream about coming to the U.S., like most of the immigrants, and so after my bachelor's degree in India, I applied to the United States to some universities, and I took the GRE TOEFL exams, and I came for my master's program, and California State University Fresno actually gave me the teaching assistantship, which covered all my tuition fees, and then, you know, I did my master's in California, and actually, after that, I targeted Silicon Valley as my job prospect opportunity place, and I got a couple of good offers there, which gave me a chance to work with some of the brightest and technical people in the world. I mean, in Silicon Valley, there are really smart people coming from all over the world. Then America's smartest, some of the smartest people, like Steve Jobs, then Hewlett Packard, all these guys are right there in Silicon Valley. So it was truly a privilege to, you know, get an opportunity to work there. So I really have a very good, experience in terms of what opportunities government gave me as well as what capitalism offered me.
Yeah, the and I mentioned this in watching what's happening in Washington. I know this is a question too that a lot of people wonder. Are you a citizen? Did you take the citizenship test?
Yes, of course I did.
Yeah, and what was that moment like for you too? What was that like when boom you went through?
Very
and then...
emotional and very. I mean, it's the moment of pride for you know. I mean, I'm sure a lot of Americans are proud of their country, and, you know, if you become the citizen of the greatest country in the world, it's just the moment of pride, it's moment of giving thanks to the country for giving us so much, you know. So, it was an overwhelming experience.
Yeah. One of the things you talk about in your book, and I, as I said, the title was America's Internal Enemy, The Dividers. One of the things you talk about is what the conservative media did for Romney's chances in the presidential race. You talk about the fact that it helped tank Romney. What did you mean by that?
See, actually, many people in the conservative media actually have said that Romney is not really a conservative, he's a Massachusetts moderate. You know, I mean, if you nominate a moderate, he's going to lose. So even before the primary started, they actually kind of gave a negative impression about Romney to the conservative voters who actually didn't trust him. So if you want a conservative, if you want a Republican nominee to win the election, you need every conservative to come out and vote like they did for George Bush. Okay? Secondly, I mean, there is a section in the book that talks about the Fox News interviews that they conducted of Romney. And, for example, Brett Baer, one of the very level-headed Fox News analysts or the anchor, kept on pressing very hard on Romney for being a flip-flopper on issues like abortion, guns, gay marriage. You know, I mean, if you... And he went to such an extent that actually in that interview, Romney had to say, you know, this is an unusual interview and this is uncalled for. And actually, Fox News interview is the only interview that actually Romney said, this is an unusual interview. Mm-hmm. Later on in the Fox News primary debates, Chris Wallace kept on again pressing him hard for being a flip-flopper on abortion, guns, gay marriage. You know, if you want conservatives to come out and vote for you, and if you question candidates' credibility on abortion, guns, gay marriage, they're not going to come out and vote for you. Secondly, actually, if you look at that Fox News primary debate, they asked everybody a question. If you are given $10 of spending cuts to $1 of revenue increase, will you take it? And everybody raised their hand saying that we will not take it because, you know, raising taxes in Republican primaries is a very, very sensitive issue. But this issue is a big turnoff for the independent voters because, you know, given the country's spending and debt, I mean, if you, somebody is offering a 10 to 1 ratio for spending versus taxes, a moderate candidate should take it. And this actually kept on giving extreme image to the Republican Party. I can keep on going on and on with examples.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to.
Yeah, yeah. Give me a last one. Give me another one.
Okay. The another one is giving credibility to candidates like Donald Trump, you know. I mean, every Republican Party, I mean, he's on Greta Van Susten's show, I mean, almost once a week. He's allowed to give his opinion on Republican Party at will. I mean, imagine President Obama running behind Donald Trump for endorsement. Can you imagine that? That will never happen.
No.
So Mitt Romney had to run behind Donald Trump for, endorsement. You know what Donald Trump is doing right now? He's involved with Bill Maher in an incident of proving that he's not a son of a monkey.
I know.
A joke that Bill Maher said on his show.
Yes.
You know, so essentially what Fox News has done is by giving credibility to these voices, they've actually made a laughing stock of Republican primary and the Republican Party. You know what Bobby Jindal said a few days back? We have to stop being a stupid party. And that's exactly what Fox News and these talk radio show hosts have done to the Republican Party. And, I mean, you can't really expect, general audience or independent voters to go and vote for these extremist people. And
right,
Mitt Romney was not extremist. Mitt Romney was a very capable candidate from Massachusetts. You know, the one thing that Obama was really scared of was it's a moderate Republican. I mean, John Huntsman and Mitt Romney, who could have actually defeated Obama, had all the Republicans and the moderates actually supported Mitt Romney based on Romney's credibility. And actually, if you look at the independent voters, even in 2012, Romney won independent voters by 5 points against Obama. So it was the matter of conservatives not coming to the poll because they didn't trust Romney.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent points. A lot of people are saying the same thing, that at what extreme did somebody go? Are they sticking up for their values, or are they just trying to look for the controversy? And then ultimately, what role did that play? Especially because the fact is, the numbers, the Republicans also, I think more than even what you just said, is the Republicans didn't have a ground game, Shansu. They had none of that.
Yes,
they were brilliant. They were brilliant. The Democrats were brilliant in that sense. So what do you think the Republican Party needs to do to get the political power back?
See, first of all, they're really damaged among the demographics, right? I mean, 0% African Americans voted for them, almost 0%. 80% of the colored people voted against the Republican Party. You know, I mean, if Romney would have won the Hispanics that George Bush won in 2004, Romney would have won the election.
Right.
So basically, first thing they have to do is, tone down the rhetoric, be a moderate party, be a inclusive party, and, really tell why being conservative would help the country, balancing budget, less government spending. Some of these things of the Republican Party are really great. So, they have to tone down the rhetoric. They have to stand up to the bullies who are actually giving, extreme image to the Republican Party. For example, this Sandra Fluke incidents happened. Rush Limbaugh called Sandra Fluke a slut. I mean, that irritates so many women across the country. And Romney was asked, what do you have to say about Rush Limbaugh's comment? Romney just backed off because he cannot take on Rush Limbaugh. What Obama did, he called Sandra Fluke and said, I'm with you. All women sympathize with Obama. Does anybody really believe that Romney is against women? I mean, he's married to Ann Romney for what, 40 years?
Right.
He had 5 kids. He raised a great family. So all these negatives are coupled with Romney and Republican Party by these media outlets and these extreme people. So actually, like Chris Christie does, they have to stand up to these bullies. Otherwise, Republican Party has no future because, demographically, all Democrats now have to do is win Ohio. They win the presidency. They start with like 240 electoral votes. And in 2016, if Hillary runs, there are 60% of the Republican women who actually would vote for Hillary. Women is the largest voting bloc. So, if Hillary Clinton runs in 2016, it's an enormous mountain to climb for the Republican Party. And they have to start really early. And they have to really moderate down their tone. And they have to be, they have to free themselves from the shackles of this conservative media.
Yeah, absolutely. Hang on a second. We'll be back with more with Shantanu Kamat.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
We land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Shantano, I'm really enjoying this conversation. You took us through what it was like and what it meant to you to become an American citizen. And the question that we talk a lot about, you talked about capitalism and how great this country is. The thing that we talk a lot about in the United States is the problem with capitalism, with the jobs. We know the corporate tax is ridiculous. I think that's the biggest thing that needs to come down and the jobs would come back.
Right.
But how can Americans get jobs back from countries like your home country, India and China?
Okay, so there are multiple things they can do. First of all, there are certain jobs that cannot be shipped out, you know, like construction jobs. Then the IT infrastructure jobs, like people who work in IT, they manage networks in companies. So there are certain jobs which have to be done in the U.S., and people have to first improve their skills on those jobs, and government also has to spend more on infrastructure because, you know, America's infrastructure is really crumbling, and the unemployment infrastructure sector is about 16%. So government really has to spend on infrastructure, and that's where first America can look up to growing employment. And then secondly, you know, only 10 to 15% of the people really go for engineering or, you know, science or medicine or law. These are the jobs which cannot be shipped out. These jobs will stay in the U.S. forever. So basically, and these are mainly the jobs that Indian and Chinese people come to the United States. So I was from the engineering background, and my job in the U.S. was engineering job, which could not be shipped out. So American people have to train themselves in the fields which are not shipped out, and then it's very easy for them to retain the job, because trust me, I mean, managing a company from India is not easy. And actually, again, the education system in the U.S., the innovation in the U.S. is still far ahead of rest of the world, especially the Asian world. And so, you know, the quality of education would still give American people good jobs if they educate themselves in the fields which stay, keep the jobs in the U.S.
So you think it's not too late? I mean, you came here for the dream. You're loving it. You moved. You were educated. You moved through the ranks. You love this country, and you think it's not too late if people really open their eyes that we can still stay and remain the greatest country on the face of the earth.
Yes, yes, by far. Actually, I think it's not as bad as the media claims. I mean, certainly the you know, job security is reduced, uncertainty is there. But, you know, if you educate yourself, if you are technically strong, if you always keep on upgrading your skills, even once you get a job, you know, then there is no way your job will be sent outside, because there are a lot of jobs which require, which are required to be done in the U.S. And, I mean, even if you look today, the unemployment of the U.S. is around 9%. I mean, 10% if you consider the underemployment. So, you know, it's still much better than even Europe. I mean, if you look at the countries like Spain and, you know, Portugal, the unemployment there is like 20%. And even in the Asian countries, the unemployment is very high. And actually, the another problem with, you know, United States is every employer has to pay a lot of money to for the health insurance of an employee, and the government needs to do something about reducing the health insurance cost. You know, because if you pay salary to an employee and you have to pay like $20,000-$22,000 annually for his health insurance for him and his family, that takes a lot of money out of you know, market. So I still believe in terms of innovation, in terms of education system, United States is like long-term projected to be number one, and that too by far.
Yep. Well said. Shantana, good luck with the book. Again, you can pick up a copy of it. It's America's Internal Enemy, The Dividers. Thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. You have a good night. Thank you so much. All right, so interesting. You know, we're talking about immigration, and what a time to have that conversation with him. The immigration policies once again being tossed around, bipartisan, loosely being thrown around in Washington, and would there be any kind of a reform, and what does that mean? And certainly you heard his take there on coming to America, taking advantage of everything that he could, and seeing that there's obviously a huge, huge problem because, one, we're not in the throes, we're not in the throes yet of losing what we have so near and dear to us, and that is the opportunity to pursue opportunities, right? This is the big argument about overregulation, too much government, because then that starts to suck away and gnaw away at capitalism, frankly, which is the backbone of our country, which has built up so many businesses, which has employed so many people. And he's the prime example of it, the reason why he wanted to come to America, and what he was able to accomplish, and what so many other people have been able to accomplish by grabbing the brass ring and going through the right channels. It's interesting, as I said, the timing, because the Reuters poll comes out that shows that more than half of America thinks, hey, just get out of our country. Deportation is the answer. And some people might believe that that's pretty surprising. I don't necessarily think it's surprising, because in all of the polls that have been taken, we've seen this over and over and over again. I think the frustration level is just so ridiculously high that we keep coming back to the same points over and over again when it comes to the problem of the borders and people coming in illegally, staying here illegally, getting tossed once in a while by the Border Patrol and finding a way back. So half of us in this country, according to Reuters Ipsos poll that just came out, don't want illegal immigrants to stay in the country. They want them pushed out of the country. Only 5% believe all illegals should be allowed to stay in the United States legally, and 31% want most illegal immigrants to stay. But the big number is 37% of those polled think that most illegals, with some exceptions, absolutely should be deported. 23% believe all illegal immigrants should be deported, period. End of story. So the Democrats are trying to capitalize on the big win in November because Hispanics voted overwhelmingly in favor of the Democratic Party, the Democratic President Barack Obama, for the second time around. And Republicans are trying to reach out to Hispanics, so the timing is very, very interesting. And polls show that most Americans back reform, but they have different views on what does reform mean. Does it mean loosening our immigration laws? Does it mean greater border security? And I think most people are saying border security, that if you have a secure border, then you're not going to have as big of a problem of more people pouring in, especially along the southern border. If that's boosted, you wouldn't have quite as many problems there. Arizona has to be one of the worst places for this problem. So many citizens are there in Arizona. Arizona folks are just sick of the holes that they have in their own fence. That's what it's like, the invisible fence. So John McCain was out speaking on Tuesday, and he was just blasted by people complaining at a town hall meeting about the lack of security on the border with Mexico. And they want to know why troops aren't deployed to the border, why they're not there, why they're not stopping people. So I don't know. Is that number going to change at all? Saying half and using a credibility factor, I think that's pretty high that number is at half. What do you think? Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.